This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Player who complains about how things aren't as good now as they were, you know, back in the day. I think there's a large population of NBA fans that are like, yeah, no, we're also not into, you know, one team really having the chance to win everything and then maybe two other ones alongside them contending. Like, you want to see it sort of more equitably distributed. The thing is, though, like the more he kind of pushes this point, the more he looks like he's just sort of whining in the context of the league, which is why, like, as Kevin Durant goes on his podcast and laughs at him about it, and then CJ McCollum has left to, like, kind of rant about it on Twitter or in a trip, you know, trip to Chinese TV, it doesn't make him look like, a crusading, do-gooder and, moving forward in the direction of what's right and what's best for the league. It kind of just makes him look sour. Right. I guess I can't really blame him for feeling that, given where the Blazers as constructed fall in that sort of framework. But, I think this might not be a situation where the message is wrong. It's a situation where maybe the communication leaves a little bit to be desired.
Dan, thanks very much. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Take care.
So I was talking, as many of you recall, I made a blunder last week regarding a woman named Jenna Pickens, who worked so long for the University of Memphis. But as we were making our way through the blunder and I was giving all sorts of apologies, it emerged that Jenna Pickens' mother worked for decades and decades and decades at OCall. And I don't plan this stuff. I can't plan this stuff. But I think it indicates exactly the place that OCall has in this community, that you can name some random person who is, not that she's random, but that who worked for the University of Memphis and then at Ridgeway, et cetera. And it turns out, like so many of us, in a different way, because her mother was working there, she grew up at OCall. And it's those kind of connections to the community. Listen, you can come in and you can slap a store on a corner and you can sell clothes and you can hope people come. And that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is to start a store back in 1859 and to serve people so well with such quality clothing and such first-class service and such a sense of commitment to your customers and your city that you are here in 2018, all of these years later. And it's generation upon generation upon generation upon generation. And the way that works is to take care of people like they are your neighbors and to take care of people so that they keep coming back and to take care of people so that their experiences today are as first class and as relevant and as fantastic as the first day the store opened in 1859. So no, I'm not surprised that Jenna Pickens' mother, as it turns out, worked at OCall and is connected to OCall, because a lot of us have been and are connected to OCall. It is that kind of a store. It is that kind of a place in this city. And by all means, stop by, buy some beautiful clothes, and tell them I sent you. We got to take a break. We're late to Chris Harrington. Back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I know I'll see different people all day, I'll wear the same outfit 2 days in a row.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I say, this is fun, what I mean is, this is awkward and I don't know how to express my feelings.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important. Like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I've eaten more cookie dough in my life than baked cookies.
And not needed. But you should know, GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Kroger wants to know, what are you craving? A fresh, juicy peach? Cherries bursting with sweetness? Melon that melts in your mouth? Your favorite delicious produce is just around the corner at your neighborhood Kroger. So stop in today for peak of the season freshness, priced right.
Treat your family to a sweet, juicy, whole seedless watermelon. It's on sale now for just $2.99 each with your Plus card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Does your small business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others? Nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet from Comcast Business for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you get two voice mobility lines. Offer ends 9/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 2 year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to 2 Comcast Business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FL EF 0000279. TNACL 2006. AZROC 307346. CACSLB 1028256. ORCCB 199939. Call for details.
Bartlett Small Engines is the Mid-South's premier outdoor power equipment store when it comes to mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, chainsaws, safety equipment, accessories, parts, service, and more. They're your go-to spot, serving both commercial and residential customers through the tri-state area since 1970. They're a full-service power equipment dealer, and they offer expert service on almost all brands, not just the ones they carry. Located at 6780 Summer Avenue, call 386-9779 or visit BartlettSmallEngines.com. That's BartlettSmallEngines.com. Memphis is becoming a great bike town, but that won't do you much good unless you have a great bike. So do what I've done and head on down to All About Bikes, a family-owned and operated bike store on Mendenhall. They've got the largest selection of all bikes. It includes kids' bikes, mountain bikes, hybrids. And it's not one of those places that'll make you feel silly if you don't want to spend thousands of dollars. They have 10 different brands with bikes starting at $199 for adults and $99 for kids. Not only that, they got 12 months interest-free financing for qualified buyers. So get out there and start pedaling. Get yourself to All About Bikes. And if you mention you heard about it on the Jeff Calkins Show, you'll get 10% off.
Just like last year, you could score a refund on your entire purchase at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You got to get involved in our Perfect Pick'em contest, see a store, or go online for complete rules and details. The Perfect Pick'em contest at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
With an Allstate agent, you can get expert advice and the best coverage for you. Plus, with new lower auto rates, they can help you save. So call your local Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands?
Buying things is fun and way too easy. Just swipe, click, or pass some cash and boom, it's at your doorstep. Unless you want a new car. But why is that? Well, at Hyundai, it's now possible to buy a new car without spending an entire day figuring out the details. Because we let you complete most of the purchase paperwork online. We call it Streamlined Purchase, and it's just one part of our all-new Shopper Assurance program designed to save you time, hassle, and headache. Car buying made easier. It's possible with Hyundai Shopper Assurance. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance for program details.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We are late to Chris Harrington. Let's do that now.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and more. Live weekdays around 10 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
The song's called Lemon Glow by a band called Beach House. I subcontracted song selection today. That choice was made by our colleague, Elle Perry, who I just got done having coffee with this morning, and so I made her choose a song for me. She originally chose an Outkast song, but neither of us were sure if it was clean language-wise, so we decided not to take the risk, and that was her second choice.
Well, we thank Elle Perry for that. She, of course, is part of the the new enterprise over there at the Daily Memphian. I spoke yesterday to Collierville Rotary about the Daily Memphian. Today, Tresvant Manor about the Daily Memphian. So I'm out there on the hustings. You, in the meantime, since we last spoke, you have published your consumer's guide to the Grizzlies season. And if you can, now that it's not a spoiler, I wanted to go through some of it.
Sure.
You probably don't have it up in front of you, but I will remind you.
I do have it up in front of me, okay. So I can scroll to what matters here.
The actual worst game on the schedule. It's a four-star system, although you do half stars. The worst game on the schedule, and you didn't call your shot exactly because you had a day off. But the worst game on the schedule is game 23, Charlotte Hornets, Wednesday, January 23rd. Why are you not a fan of Kemba Walker?
You know, the worst game would have been the Brooklyn Nets game, but the Nets come in town on a Friday night, and a Friday night was worth an extra half star over a Wednesday game. And so I don't think Charlotte is the least interesting team in the league. I think that maybe Brooklyn, although some diehards are interested in them, but from a general perspective. But Charlotte is pretty close. I mean, you know, Kemba Walker is sort of a semi-star, an interesting player, a good scorer, but that's going to be a really mediocre team and, you know, with no history in their market, in their franchise, and not a particularly compelling group of players either. And then you add into Wednesday night, and is it February, I think?
It is January 23rd. Yes.
Yeah, so they're right in the dead of winter.
You, Malik Monk is on that team. Did you like him at the time coming out?
I liked him okay, but probably not as high as where he got drafted. I felt like, to me, in college, he looked like a sixth man in the NBA, and we're at this age now where I think you'd be happy if he was a good sixth man, and he may still be, but to me, he looked more like a future Jamal Crawford than, you know, I don't know, a future C.J. McCollum or Dwayne Wade or something, right? I thought he was a get-buckets-off-the-bench guy in the NBA, and so I probably would not have taken him as highly as he got drafted if I thought he was going to be a bench player.
So you have set us up for a pretty grim post-Christmas stretch, because here we are. We're going to lead up to Christmas. Lakers are going to come into town. It's going to be Christmas. People are going to be happy, whatever. Christmas is going to end, and then people have to get back to work. And you have two of the other three worst games on the schedule, Wednesday, January 22nd, and Friday, January 4th. That is Detroit on Wednesday, January 22nd, and Brooklyn, the aforementioned Brooklyn game.
I think on January 2nd, right?
Yeah, on January 2nd. And the aforementioned Brooklyn game on January 4th. Back-to-back, two one-and-a-half-star games. What do you think?
I'm probably lower on Detroit, both in terms of their successfulness and their interestingness than most people. Like, Blake Griffin is a star, technically, but I don't think he's much of one in substance anymore. You know, Detroit only comes to town once, and Blake Griffin's sort of a name player, and so, you know, maybe that's interesting to people, but I feel like that's a pretty mediocre team. And, you know, I don't think, you know, if the second most interesting player on your team is Reggie Jackson, like, to me that's not much of a draw, especially on a Wednesday in January.
What's interesting to me there is that the presence of Blake Griffin on Detroit does not make them escape one-and-a-half-star status. But the absence of Blake Griffin on the Clippers, Game 11, does put them into one-and-a-half-star status. That's the third one-and-a-half-star game. So the Hornets are the one-star game, and then the Brooklyn, Detroit, and Clippers games. It's amazing to think a Clippers game is a one-and-a-half-star game.
Yeah, it's not just the absence of Blake Griffin. It's, I mean, literally there are zero players left from those old rivalry days with the Grizzlies. And so other than Doc Rivers on the sidelines, there's nothing there anymore that echoes back, you know, to that period. And so I think the Clippers are a 30-something win team without stars. I don't think the rivalry aspect matters anymore, given that all the players that matter are gone. And so, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if your best player in your roster is Tobias Harris, how interesting can you be?
Well, it really is. Like, that team is, the stars are gone, and then the rookies may turn out to be good, but they're not high-profile ones.
Right, it's not like, you know, you got Marvin Bagley coming to town, you're interested in that, right? You know, it's not the same thing.
No, they're sort of in a bad spot, and they're, you know, it's all hinging on this free agency next year where they could very well strike out. So, the worst games on the schedule, Clippers, Detroit, Brooklyn and the Hornets. Let's go to the best games on the schedule. You have 6 four-star games. One is the opener against the Hawks.
Yeah, the opener and the MLK Day game are sort of like your – those are given. Those are going to be four stars sort of by default. But I do really like this opener because it's not a team that is so hype starry that they're likely to beat your brains in, which makes it less fun. And also they're not going to distract from what should be a celebration of your own team. But at the same time, they're kind of interesting a little bit because you got Trae Young coming in for the only game. And so Vince Carter could be his last time on the FedEx Forum 4. I can't imagine he's going to play again beyond this season, although I guess he might. And so, you know, there's just enough spice there with the Hawks to sort of add some seasoning to what is already going to be a marquee game.
Okay. So that game, the opener, and then the game against the Pelicans, which also offers Anthony Davis, give four stars to the Sixers on Saturday the 10th. That is game 5. You love this game.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a 3.5-star game based on just the roster of the Sixers, but it's a Saturday night, and it's the only time they come to town. And so, you get – you know, a couple of the more unique players in the league, and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, you get them on a Saturday night. It's the only time you're going to see them. And I sort of like watching the Sixers. I don't do this very much. I think it's the only place where I noted it. But I really like the uniforms and the look of the Sixers. I just think they're a fun team visually on the floor. I kind of like just the whole style of that team.
Both Lakers games get four stars for you. Obviously, LeBron is LeBron, and there you go. Are you going to be interested to watch this year's Lakers team?
I don't know how you can't be, given it's like a science experiment, right?
Right.
I mean, Michael Beasley, JaVale McGee, Rajon Rondo, Born Ready, Lance Stevenson, you know, Lonzo Ball. Like, it's a total circus. And so, you know, I mean, LeBron by himself is sort of a thing, and the Lakers by themselves are a thing, whether they should be or not. But then you add all this just craziness that they added to the roster. I think maybe we'll grow. Maybe there'll be a backlash against it because they'll be on TV every single night. But I do think it looks like must-see TV.
Do you which of those pieces in particular? They go through some of them. Which do you think will work? Rondo, Ball, Born Ready, JaVale McGee, Michael Beasley. I mean, they're all we throw them all together, but they are not all the same person.
I'm skeptical of all of them. I mean, the guys who aren't flashy are the ones I have the most faith in. Kuzma and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and, like, the boring players, you know. But in terms of the others, like, I think Rondo, especially come playoff time, because he has the talent and he'll step it up a notch and, like, he'll find a way to matter. He's sort of shown that over and over again. But I don't think there's any way you're going to get, like, consistency from Lance Stevenson and JaVale McGee and Michael Beasley. It's just not going to happen. And so I am not a fan of what they did this summer, no.
Right. Obviously, the other four-star game is the Warriors' first appearance because, let's be honest, they are the Warriors. In terms of surprising rankings, you have – The last Warriors game as a 2.5-star game, and you have the return of David Fizdale as a 2-star game. Explain yourself.
Yeah, the Fizdale one, what's the date on that so I can find it, or the game number?
It is game 9.
Okay, so the thing with the Fizdale game is, you know, the Knicks are a high-profile organization, but that team is going to be bad, and their best player, Kristaps Porzingis, is probably not going to be in uniform. And Porzingis is such an interesting player to watch that that his presence would raise the score, maybe by as much as a full star. But he won't be there. The Knicks are going to be bad. I think the Fizdale thing is, we talked about this before, but I think it's overrated as an attraction because it's not really part of the game itself. Right. And I think the likelihood of there being something interesting before the game involving him is, I think, pretty minimal. And so I think that's likely to be a pretty overrated game. You know, it's a Sunday after Thanksgiving, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. And maybe it's a matter of personal, you know, maybe if you're home in town, you want to get away from your family and you're sick of that, it's a good excuse to get out. There's also the Tigers are going to be playing that day. We don't know what time yet, I guess. They're going to be playing in a tournament in Orlando. So you got some, like, you know, potentially interesting local basketball you could stay home and watch on TV that day, too. And so that factors in.
In terms of other things that you pointed out, the two-star games are, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but Portland, the Heat, Denver, Minnesota, the Bulls, the Magic, and one of the Mavs games. Are those boring teams? Are they weeknights? I guess it's some mix of both. Because I can see being interested in Minnesota. I can see being interested in Denver. I can see what the Magic are doing this year seems to be more interesting than in past years. Obviously, the Mavs, you got Dirk's last appearance, and we got Luka. And so, like, there's interesting things about all of those.
Yeah, I mean, you're really straining my ability to remember right. everything I wrote with, like, that deluge of, like, you know, 15 games right. or whatever. But, you know, I think generally those are some – there's some mediocre teams in there that you mentioned. Or in Orlando, I think it'll be a bad team. But there's some mediocre teams in there. Minnesota's a team that, like, I have – if I were just doing this for myself, it'd be, like, an extra half star because I used to live in Minnesota and I'm sort of right. interested in that franchise. But generally speaking, I don't think that team is as interesting to watch as their talent suggests they should be. You know, Miami is really nondescript. It's sort of an oddly nondescript team for a likely playoff team and sort of a glamour market. Like, their best player is Goran Dragic. They're sort of a almost a grit and grindy kind of anonymous, hardworking team a little bit. You know, Dallas, I think, is interesting with Luka coming in. I'd have to look and see, like, what days of the week those were in terms of the grades I gave them. But, you know, I guess Dallas maybe is a little bit more interesting to me because of the Luka and the Dirk thing. But the problem with the Dirk thing is if you guaranteed me that second Dallas game he was going to play and that would be his last game in FedEx Forum, I would probably give it a higher grade. But he has not announced his retirement yet for this season, although I think it's likely. And given his age, he's not going to play 82 games. And so I don't know if he's going to, you know, there's no guarantee he's going to be in that game.
Where did you publish this? I know you've tweeted it out. If you go to Chris Harrington's Twitter account, you can see it.
I put it up on my personal blog, which is singallkinds.wordpress.com. It's mostly what I use for just personal indulgence, music and movie stuff that's non-work related.
Right.
But I put it up on that because I wanted to get it out before we launch. But there will be an updated version of this that will be on dailymythia.com when we launch because we don't have the full Tiger schedule, and so I'll bring some of that to bear on it. And we don't know the Grizzlies' promotional schedule, which could have an influence on some of this stuff. And so once both those things are known, I'll do an updated version, and the updated version will post on dailymythia.com.
Is Wrestling Night, for example, do you instantly make it a four-star game?
No, but that's definitely worth an upgrade, I think. You know, maybe that's a half-star boost. I mean, it's a one-star boost. Like,
right.
You know, in the past, like neck tattoo night, like that impacts your grade, right?
If you, it is funny. Like, do you? I mean, you obviously know people who do this, who sit around and split season tickets because 41s is a lot. 41
well,
is
the,
fir- a lot.
The first year I did this column, I went and watched. Well, I went with three people. We went to second line, and I sat there with them and watched them do their draft. And so, yeah.
It's sort of a fun enterprise to see that this happens. If you were a non-journalist, not writing about the NBA, and we'll just say money was, you know, you were not a Robert Pera, so you didn't just mean nothing to you. But how many games would you go to? Like, what share of season tickets would you have if you were just a civilian?
I feel like I would be likely because. Like, I'm fortunate enough to have some disposable income, but it is not unlimited. And also, like, you know, I'm married. I got two kids. And, like, you know, right. I think I would probably be, like, a power pack owner. Like, you know, where, like, you get 10 games, and then you, like, piecemeal out individual games to supplement that. Maybe that's what I would do. I don't think I would be a full season ticket holder. Maybe I would partner with someone and split a season ticket. Maybe I would do a power pack and then do individual games on top of it, you know, when it made sense for me. But realistically speaking, to be honest, I don't think I could be a full season ticket holder, you know, by myself.
Well, yeah, there's no question that if money were no object, I just have season tickets, because then you could give them away, you could whatever, right. You could do whatever you wanted. But otherwise, and this is what people do, and that's why, honestly, the NFL, and I know in terms of just economically, is a so much of an easier sell than the NBA, because you can just go ahead and buy it. A lot of people can afford to buy a season ticket to the NFL, where it's a lot tougher in the NBA, and you've got to piecemeal it together. And if you got people piecemealing it together, you need a lot more people to figure it out. I think that's what people learn. I don't know what percentage of Grizzlies season tickets are partials that they combine into one.
Because you know the fine print when they you do that stuff is season ticket equivalent, right? Which factors in, you know, four power packs, I guess, equals one season ticket or whatever, you know?
Yep. All right. You can catch that if you go to Chris's Twitter account and want to figure out your own season ticket. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
It is, by the way, the start of a new school year. This is week two for my kids, week three for a lot of kids. What this means is we should all be getting a good night's sleep. And what this means is we should all be heading to Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. You will never hear the word sale at Sleepy Z's because their prices are, it's sort of stunning he can do this, 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day of the week, 50 to 80% off. So you get the same top name brand mattresses that you get anywhere else. You get the Serta iComfort, you get the Serta Perfect Sleeper, you get the Simmons Beauty Rest, you get all of that. You can make your own personalized pillow at Sleepy Z's with their Fill Station Pillow Kiosk. They have a showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. They also have 42 a kiosk full of furniture for you to browse through as well. Small wonder they have won the Best Mattress Store Memphis Most Award in 2015, 2016, and 2017. I'm serious here. If you're going to get a mattress, and why wouldn't you want a mattress? Because why wouldn't you want a good night's sleep? Because we all function. Aren't you cooked? I have reached the point that if I do not get close to 7 hours, the next day I'm just done. I'm just done. And if I'm up tossing and turning, I'm finished. I can't function. I just sort of walk like a zombie through my day.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Other than these 2 hours.
I actually saw this too. As your kids head off to college, I saw a story recently saying the one critical piece of advice to give them.
Get a good mattress.
Well, get enough sleep. Get sleep.
Well, yeah, in general.
And yes, a good mattress is part of getting a good night's sleep. So head over to Sleepy Z's. Oh, by the way, if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, in addition to the normal 58% off, you will get an additional 10% off anything in the store. Jeff Calkins, 10% off anything in the store. Sleepy Z's, located 2790 Kirby Witten Road at the corner of Southern Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. You can call the store if you like, 901-692-6200. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. We will check in on the fascinating goings-on at Ohio State and the future of Urban Meyer when we return. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
These days, it's all you hear out of Congress: fighting, partisanship, and gridlock. But while Washington politicians bicker, Phil Bredesen gets things done. As Governor Bredesen saved Tennessee from what the Nashville Tennessean called a financial tailspin. And the Jackson Sun praised him for, quote, moving Tennessee in the right direction. He worked with Republicans and Democrats to balance 8 budgets without raising sales taxes and no new income tax. And Bredesen made Tennessee one of the best states in America for new jobs, like the Volkswagen plant, which has brought over $1 billion to Tennessee's economy, and Nissan's headquarters for all of North America. Good-paying jobs and balanced budgets without raising sales taxes. Phil Bredesen gets things done. Paid for by Majority Forward, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.majorityforward.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Summer is finally here. Lots of days at the pool, lots of nights on the grill. And if you're looking for a drink to contribute to all the fun, this is Gary Parrish reminding you to do what I do and grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. It's filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. You can use it to make a screwdriver or a cosmopolitan, a White Russian, a Bloody Mary, or as I've told you for years now, New Amsterdam Vodka is so smooth, You can just drink it straight if you want. Yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's now the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, they got a whole bunch of those as well. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Try one. Try them all. Mix them together. It doesn't matter to me. Just make sure to purchase New Amsterdam Vodka next time you're in a restaurant, bar, or wine and spirit store. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Summertime is here. You can tell by the humidity. It's basically unbearable outside. And I'm here to tell you about the best way to beat the Memphis heat. That's by grabbing a country club salad or my personal favorite, the Southern Salad at the Blue Monkey. The salad is massive. Fresh greens topped with crunchy fried chicken, crispy breaded green beans, and finished with roasted corn and peppers, red onion, tomato, and cheddar and Monterey Jack cheeses. Served, of course, with their house-made remoulade ranch dressing. They've got two locations, as you know, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown and 513 South Front Street downtown. Or you can check them out on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com. So if you're looking to cool off this summer, head on over to the Blue Monkey, get a cold one, and, of course, the Southern Salad.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday, Blackwater Trio on Saturday, Mike Hosty.
At Orion Federal Credit Union, we're redefining banking one home sweet home loan at a time. Visit orionfcu.com to learn about our easy application process for home loans.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let's play a game we call
Big Facts.
Jeff?
Yes.
We promised some news out of Columbus, Ohio as it pertains to Urban Meyer.
Well, we promised we'd check in.
We promised we'd check in. Our news is we have no news. Hashtag Big Facts.
Big Facts, nothing has happened in Ohio State?
Absolutely nothing
has
happened.
What is the latest? Unless he's been spotted. This is like the equivalent of the John Calipari door situation we got going.
So the biggest news thus far is that they have basically taken Urban Meyer. It appeared he was getting out of a Suburban, and he was going through the back door, what appeared to be like a loading dock. Into the building. So that's where he is.
That's exciting. Okay, what's next?
All right, our second story comes to us from the world of college football. And this story, former Texas A&M linebacker Santino Martial, now at Arizona with former Aggies coach Kevin Sumlin, well, he accused new Texas A&M head coach Jimbo Fisher of multiple NCAA violations in a report by USA Today. Hashtag big facts.
Yeah, among the violations were cash. He was given cash.
Two players.
And that practice started earlier than it was supposed to.
Correct.
And assorted other violations. The backdrop to all of this, and it's, I don't know how I feel about it, honestly. I know I'm supposed to have a hot take.
Uh-huh.
But the background is as follows. Is the NCAA rule change is now, if you can show exceptional circumstances as to why you have to transfer.
Yes.
Like the players from Ole Miss, for example,
right,
who transferred. If you can show that, you therefore can play immediately. You don't have to sit out.
You can be approved for a transfer waiver.
And so basically you just heap as much garbage on the place that you left as possible, and it therefore enables you to say these were the special circumstances that required me to leave, and therefore I should play immediately. He was recruited, obviously, to A&M by Kevin Sumlin. Kevin Sumlin's now in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants to play immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean that these things aren't true. What this is I made up my mind in the interim. I like this.
Okay.
I think they'll kill it, though. I think the NCAA will not like this. I think college football will not. The NCAA, in the end, is the school. That's what it is.
Yes.
It's the collection of the schools. The schools will not want to be giving players incentive to reveal abuse.
No, but the enforcement staff will, and that's where it becomes interesting. Because the enforcement staff, they feel like they're on an unlevel playing field, and I think well, that they will...
This certainly creates a... And the other thing it does is it shows how much this sort of... All the stuff about cultural change in Maryland or whatever, like, no. They're doing the... I'm not saying they're doing the same thing like they're killing people like they did in Maryland, but the same thing. They said, we're going to require this of you because we need to win and we need to change the culture and we make you tough, at least according to the allegation. But it's fascinating because this now creates an incentive for every single player who leaves a program to spill the beans on everything bad that happened at the previous program in the hopes of getting his early release.
Oh, yeah. And
kind of fantastic.
Well, what's even better about this one is not only is he trying to transfer, he's trying to transfer to the school where his former coach,
right,
who got fired at that school.
No question, yes, and who recruited him there. So it's fascinating. There is another transfer story out there, right?
Indeed there is. LSU is reportedly blocking former quarterback Justin McMillan from transferring to another SEC school. Big facts.
The stupid thing about this one, beyond, as we've said a million times, if I want to get a different job, Jeffrey wants to get a different job, like if a coach wants to go, if a coach wants to go from one SEC school to another, happens all the time. David Cutcliffe was not blocked going from Ole Miss to Auburn, was he? I don't recall that he was.
You mean Tommy Tuberville?
Tommy Tuberville.
Yes.
Tommy Tuberville.
Mm-hmm. He was not, indeed.
He was not. I'm getting my Ole Miss coaches. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was not blocked from going from one to another. I don't believe that Dan Mullen was blocked going from Mississippi State.
So far, he has not been, no.
To Florida. And yet, for whatever reason, players can be blocked, except... And starting October, this rule is going away.
Correct.
So literally, even though the conferences, this rule has been abandoned, they are in a last gasp effort going to try to block his transfer. It's stupid. Isn't it stupid?
Yeah, but that's pretty much Ed Orgeron, par for the course. The only two schools to vote against the measure were LSU and Alabama.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Go ahead.
All right. I don't know if you saw this one, Jeff, but Anthony Miller was catching punts yesterday while simultaneously
holding
five footballs at the same time. Hashtag big fact.
Well, what he did actually was, so he caught one, he fielded a punt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then instead of putting the ball down, he held that ball.
Yes.
And then he fielded another punt.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of putting the two balls down,
mm-hmm,
he held those two balls.
Mm-hmm.
And then he...
Phrasing.
And he held it. Then he fielded another punt.
Uh-huh.
And he caught that.
And these are not like, these are sky high punts.
And then he happened to catch another punt. And instead of putting those three spherical objects down, he held on to those three
oblong
objects. And then he caught another punt, and then he caught another punt, and he caught five and held on to the oblong objects and caught another punt up to six. Then when he was up there, well, the last time, by the way, he was phrasing, he had the ball between his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, when he got to six balls,
uh-huh,
he could not catch the seven.
Yes. I mean, we've all been
there. We all have limits.
Yes.
But anyway, it goes to show, I always said this with Anthony Miller, the one of the knocks, quote unquote knocks, against Anthony Miller was his hand. And if you watch Anthony Miller for a moment, you know he can catch anything. To the extent that he had issues with his hands, he did occasionally have drops. It was part of his game because for focus issues, for easy balls, he would...
Oftentimes he was trying to run over somebody before he had the ball.
That's exactly right. He was so focused on doing maximum damage once he got the ball, he had people lined up. His ferocity was about to be unleashed on the unsuspecting defensive backs or whatever else that he would sometimes drop the ball. And so it wasn't at all. He's got unbelievable hands. You saw it against Denver. That ball that he went up and got in the air was tremendous catch. He's got incredible hands. And it does not actually surprise me. This is a new Bears record for catching punts. Not a skill that you're going to have to use in a game, really. But it does
still impressive.
Show that he is... The dude was a walk-on.
Wait, he was?
The dude was a walk-on. And it's just ridiculous. Okay, go ahead.
Jeff, the NCAA Tournament Men's Basketball Committee will no longer use RPI as a metric. Hashtag big fact.
Yeah, this is breaking news today. We're no longer be able to talk about the RPI. I mean, we still can talk about the RPI if you want, but it won't be relevant in terms of the NCAA selection committee. What are they going to do instead?
So instead, the NCAA...
Instead, they're going to shaft every little school and take every sixth-place school from a Power 5 conference. That's what they're going to do.
Yep.
But go ahead.
The NCAA has developed a new ranking system, replaced the RPI as the primary sorting tool for evaluating teams during the Division I men's basketball season. The new ranking system was approved in late July after months of consultation with the Division I men's, basketball committee, the NBA, or I should say the National Association of Basketball Coaches, and the top analytics experts. The new evaluation tool is known as NET. It relies on game results, strength of schedule, game location, scoring margin, that's a fun one, net offensive and defensive efficiency, and the quality of wins and losses. To make sense of the performance data, late season games, including those from the NCAA tournament, were used as a test set to develop a ranking model leveraging machine learning techniques. Here's what I think is the most interesting thing about this. Remember that year when the BCS included margin of victory?
Yes.
You wound up with teams that just kept running it up.
Smashing people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's very difficult. And it here's the real problem is that this was always true when the University of Memphis was running roughshod over in the Cal years, right?
Correct.
They did not have a bazillion impressive wins because they didn't play in an impressive conference. But if you watched with your eyeballs, you knew they were an awesome team. And that's the real... There is a bias built in because they... Teams that play in the SEC, teams that play in the ACC, teams that play in the Big Ten have a lot more opportunity for quality wins. And honestly, they have more critically, a greater opportunity for quality wins at home, which makes a huge difference in college basketball. Memphis, we heard it last night from Penny Hardaway when he was talking about, someone asked him the question about home and home with Kentucky, which was never, ever, 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 ever going to happen, even before Penny got the inside track on James Wiseman. But as Penny said, John wants to play that game in Nashville, which we already knew. He may not want to play that game at all, let's be clear, at this point. But it's hard, if you're Memphis, to get home games against awesome teams. And therefore, it's hard to stack up impressive wins. And therefore, come tournament time, it's harder to get a higher seeding. It just is. It is a built-in bias. And I suspect that was true under the RPI system, and I suspect it'll be true under the new system as well. What's next?
Jeff,
yeah.
This is a really fun one. Mm. Animal crackers are now cage-free. Mm. Even animal crackers are going cage-free now. Nabisco just changed the classic packaging on their Barnum's animal crackers, so instead of showing the zoo and circus animals in cages... Now they're roaming free in a field. Hashtag big facts.
They'll feel better roaming free.
They will. They're free range.
They'll feel free range. I like all my animal crackers to be cage free.
Yeah, totally.
No, that's fine. This is a PETA thing, and some people think it's ridiculous. Ringling doesn't even exist anymore. Ringling doesn't even exist anymore. I don't think it's going to make a huge difference in life, but if you remember the box of animal crackers, you've got like a tiger there, and then there's like a cage around the tiger, and now it's going to be a tiger running free, and that tiger will feel so much better running free. I think they just don't like the symbolism of the animal crackers in cages. I think in the grand scheme of things, not a big deal, but I don't have any objection to the free range animal crackers, do you?
No.
How do you feel about eating an animal cracker?
I think they're fine. Like
they're fine.
They're the ultimate thing where, like, they're if they're fine. There, I'll eat them. But, like, I'm not going to go out of my way to have animal
crackers. Crackers, yeah. No, they're. How do you feel about eating a fortune cookie?
You and I have discussed this.
Eating the fortune cookie, the actual eating of it. I have a very strong opinion on fortunes, that I want my fortune to be a fortune. I want it to be a prediction of about the future. I don't want it to be advice or a saying. Oftentimes, it's advice. Early to bed, early to rise makes... No. Or it's a saying. I want it to be, you will win $1 million in the next week, or you will step in a pothole the next... I want it to be...
Right.
I want it to go on a limb.
And actually be a fortune.
A fortune, yes.
Correct.
But in terms of the cookie itself, I tend to eat them, but I don't really enjoy them.
I'm the same way. Like, if you were to put, like, a delicious chocolate chip cookie versus a thing of a fortune
cookie.
Something
soft and chewy and warm.
Right.
Same thing. And this was very controversial. I said this once before. People disagreed wildly. But those nasty biscuits that they give out on an airplane.
Uh-huh. Biscoffs.
Awful, dry, nasty biscuits. And I understand
there
are people out there of you who love them. I understand that. You should examine your priorities. Go ahead. What's next?
All right. I don't know if you saw this one, but I have to throw this one in there because I found it fascinating. A lot of people in Vegas are betting on the Cleveland Browns to win the Super Bowl because they've only won one game over the past two seasons. Right now, the current lottery ticket sits at 60-1. Hashtag big facts.
Why would you do that? They're not going to win.
I literally think it's just because they're on hard knocks.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl. We know they're not going to win this. Would I bet on them to make the playoffs at a decent odds? Yes, I would. Do I think they'll make the playoffs? No. But could I imagine them making the playoffs? Yes. They're not going to win the Super Bowl. Why would you just throw away your money like that? I guess, what do you mean? Well, I guess, why would you buy a lottery ticket? Same thing. You're throwing away your money.
The sportsbook manager at Caesars Palace said, quote, "There are more bets on the Browns to win the AFC North than any of the other three teams combined."
I could see them winning the AFC North. I could bet on the AFC North. I couldn't bet on them winning the Super Bowl.
I think that's the thing. I think the deal is like, okay, well, if you've got... Because in the AFC, if someone knocks off the Pats, then it's wide open. I can see it, but why would you?
Chargers could do it. No, they're not going to go to the Super Bowl. Do we have a mosquito ranking?
Oh, yes, we do have one mosquito ranking. I beg your pardon. All right. Here are the top 25 cities with the most mosquitoes. And, Jeff, we have to...
This came up earlier because I'm bedeviled by mosquitoes.
Correct.
Mosquitoes have taken over our city. I made this observation earlier in the... Worse than
last
ever.
Week.
And the problem is, it's not that they're outside. They're inside.
Yes.
They're
I have two in my car
inside my
yesterday.
House. There, I have dozens of mosquitoes inside my house this year, more than any other year. So I looked with interest when a mosquito ranking came up. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think, like in so many things... Like in the football rankings, Memphis ranked too low.
Yep. Number one, this isn't really that big of a surprise. Dallas-Fort Worth, that makes sense. Flatland, everything. New York City, number two.
I would think a wetter place, though. I don't think of Dallas as a wet place.
Dallas,
I would think of New Orleans as being number one.
Sure.
I would think of Miami as being number one. I would think of any sort of swampy place mm-hmm. as being number one.
Well,
go ahead. So where else is what's
New York
one
City?
Is Dallas.
One is Dallas. Two is New York City.
What?
Three is Washington, D.C.
I thought they drained the swamp.
Not quite. Number four, Houston. Number five, Los Angeles. Number six, Atlanta. Number seven, Philadelphia. And coming in at number eight, Memphis.
Oh, we're top 10. We're top 10. We are top 10.
Nashville, 14. Little Rock, 18.
Nashville, 14. And Little Rock, 18. The other survey that came out recently, mm-hmm. did you see the driver one?
Yes. Shout out to the Mid-South.
I don't believe this one either. This one was, do you have it there or do I have it here?
I've got it. I can pull it up if you'd like me to catch it.
Oh, here it is. I got it right here. Here's a big fact. States with the best and worst drivers, mm-hmm. okay? New study ranked all 50 states with the best and worst drivers. No, believe it or not, it's not a 50-way tie for first. Here's one other thing I believe in life, okay? I believe that everyone thinks they have the worst drivers in their city, okay?
Okay.
And I believe that everybody thinks that they are good kisser.
Yeah, I can deal with both of those.
I think that's true. I think there's no one who doesn't think that they kiss well.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who will tell you that there are a lot of bad kissers out there.
Yeah.
But there's nobody who will say, I am that bad kisser.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thinks they kiss well. And everybody thinks that the drivers in their city are the worst in the world. That's true if you're in Memphis. It's true if you're in Boston. It's true, et cetera. They are not all the same. According to this survey, the states with the 10 worst drivers are Mississippi, Tennessee, California, Missouri, New Mexico, Texas, Alabama, Florida, Alaska, and Arizona. Best drivers are Massachusetts, Vermont, Nebraska, Connecticut, New York, Delaware, Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Utah. Basically, Yankees drive better than Southerners. It seems to be the deal. I think that's BS. Total BS.
Rankings are based on these factors, for those that are curious. The percentage of uninsured drivers, DUIs per capita, beg your pardon, fatal accidents per capita, and Google searches for things like, quote, speeding ticket or, quote, traffic ticket.
Okay. Whatever. All right, we got to wrap this baby up. And I got to tell you to go to Cooper Systems. I got to tell you to go to Cooper Systems because there's nothing more frustrating than when your computer is not operating properly. When that sucker just, like, loses all your data, you know what you can do? You can take it to Cooper Systems, and they can recover your data. If you got some, you got the virus slowing everything down, frustrating as can be, take it to Cooper Systems. They can clean it of your virus. You got that cracked screen, so you're looking, you can't quite tell anything, and everything's sort of gotten a sort of an odd look to it because you're looking at it through a cracked screen. Don't put up with it anymore. Come on, take it to Cooper Systems. If you've got anything wrong with your computer, take it to Cooper Systems. They'll fix it up. They're not going to send it to the factory for 3 years and then bring it back to you, at which point you've forgotten how to use a computer. You're just using a stubby old pencil. No, they're going to fix it up. They're going to get you going exactly right. Or you can decide it is time. It is time to buy a new computer. And if you do that, you can get your computer at Cooper Systems for basically half the price of a big box store. Apple, Dell, Hewlett-Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, all of that available at Cooper Systems, and you'll be buying it from a Memphis store that has been serving Memphis customers for more than 30 years, where you actually can know the names of the people who are running the store. The names are Lee and Lauren Cooper. Lee and Lauren Cooper. Like, the people are there. Cooper Systems, Lee and Lauren Cooper. It's not some abstract big box, blah, blah, blah. No, it's Lee and Lauren Cooper at Cooper Systems. Go visit them at the Mount Moriah Office Park. That's 2744 Mount Moriah Road. Or you can call them at 360-9679, 360-9679. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hobos, heroes, street corner clowns. Don't miss Parrish in Easterwood. Uncensored, live without a delay button at The Bluff on Highland. Friday night, September 28th at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com. One night only with Yeri Parrish and Keith Easterwood. Telling grassroots hoop stories and more. Tickets at 92.9ESPN.com. Left your hood.
It's my time. I'm ready.
The unstoppable, do the impossible. We the undeniable, royalty indefinable. Don't need the perfect day for my victory to be had. The rain is just clearing my path. We roll on.
Roll on, roll on, roll on, sister, roll on, roll on.
Ford knows that your vehicle is a reflection of you. So they design beautifully innovative, stylish cars like the Explorer, Escape, and Fusion to make your journey safer, smarter, and more dynamic. Ford. Born to roll.
Roll on, roll on, roll on, sister, roll on, roll on.
I grab my destiny and I go. I shine, I grind, I roll, I go.
Learn more at IamBornToRoll.com.
When you are injured or intentionally attacked at a place of business, there are things you should know and things you should do. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. First, know that you will have the burden to prove that the place of business knew or should have known of the dangerous condition. Make sure someone goes back and immediately takes pictures. Keep any and all receipts to prove you were there. Get witnesses if you can, and keep your shoes and clothing that you were wearing at the time of the injury. When you're the victim of a crime, that very business or public facility may not have provided proper lighting or security. They also may have negligently hired the person responsible for your injury. Once you hire us, we begin the process of obtaining evidence, taking witness statements, and investigating your claim. Time is of the essence. Don't wait. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's Pound 529 or visit ForThePeople.com. Morgan & Morgan. For the people.
Before I left for the Winter Olympics in South Korea, I needed warm quality boots. So I went to Outdoors Inc., of course. Outdoors Inc. is a family-owned business that's been outfitting Memphians for human-powered recreation since 1974. Outdoors Inc. has all the best gear for trail running, hiking, bicycling, and canoeing. All products offer lifetime quality and are covered by the 100% guaranteed satisfaction policy. Outdoors Inc. has the largest selection of Patagonia, North Face, and Arc'teryx. They're located in East Memphis on Germantown Parkway and Poplar Avenue, and in Midtown on Union Avenue. Stop by one of their conveniently located stores or shop online at OutdoorsInc.com.
Mom, today we drove a sunken ship.
Great. We have lots more stops to make.
Emma's tuba is scaring my falcon.
Come on, guys. We'll be late to get Jason from soccer.
Mom, where's Randy?
Add one more trip to the list.
Up to 75% of engine wear happens in the first 20 minutes of short trips. Full synthetic GTX Magnatec clings to your engine, forming a protective layer against wear. Instant protection from the moment you start. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX Magnatec for $23.99 at Advance Auto Parts.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
When I was talking about no call earlier, I got a text from Paul over there. Sixth generation. It is the sixth generation of folks at O'Call. I mentioned earlier Jenna Pickens, whose mother worked for forever at that store. It is now six generations have been involved in running that store. There was a downtown location. Then there was a location near the O'Court Mall. And they've been at the current location for... Decades now.
Just as long as I can remember.
As long as you can remember. And the reason it works, it's not that complicated. It works because it's good service and great clothing. And it's like good service and great clothing. Great service and good clothing. For decade after decade after decade after decade after decade. And you'll find it today. Just like you found it yesterday, just like you found it the day before, just like you found it back in 1859. I'm sending my son Ben. I'm a little sad. He's going to college, back to college on Friday. But when he goes back to college on Friday, he will be heading back with the best suit that he has ever worn that fits better than any suit that he has ever worn. He'll have that. Why? Because of the good folks at O'Call. Get yourself O'Call over to O'Call and join a Memphis tradition that, by the way, will make you look and feel great. We gotta wrap this baby up.
Now it's the closing argument.
All right, prediction for Urban Meyer?
It certainly looks like that. I don't think he'd be there. I don't think he'd be there in the capacity that he's there unless he thought he was keeping his job.
He's keeping his job.
Yeah.
In one way or another, he is keeping his job. And it is what I said when this story first broke. He's Urban Meyer. He's the second best college football coach in America. If you can find a way to keep him, maybe I'm cynical, but people find a way to keep him. And we'll see. We'll come back here tomorrow. If I'm wrong, I will say I'm wrong. What's next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Coming up on their program, they're going to have Jarnell Stokes, former Grizzly, former UT Memphis product. He'll join their program. To be determined. Look at that. Look for that during the first hour. Gary Parrish going to join as well. Bill Bender of the Sporting News. He is at the proceedings in Columbus. He'll join the Eric Houston show at 3 o'clock. Mr. College Football Tony Barnhart will join the GP show at 4:25. Jeff, of course, at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Our work here is done.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
City Auto makes it easy to find the right vehicle to meet your family's needs. With over 1,000 quality pre-owned vehicles from 35 different makes in one convenient location, you're sure to find the vehicle you're looking for, whether you're shopping online or in person. And with our competitive no-haggle pricing, you're sure to get a great deal, saving you both time and money. So if you're looking for an easier, more efficient way to purchase your next vehicle, think City Auto or CityAuto.com. Welcome to City Auto, Elmore Road off Covington Pike, Memphis. We'll be right back.
Just like last year, you could score a refund on your entire purchase at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You got to get involved in our Perfect Pick'em Contest, see a store, or go online for complete rules and details. The Perfect Pick'em Contest at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Okay, I've been telling you about this wonderful program I've heard about from Jim and Faye Jones, a husband and wife team who are realtors at RE/MAX Experts. It's called Homes for Heroes. It was started in the wake of 9/11 as a way to repay the generosity of people in the military, veterans, people in law enforcement, firefighters, people who work in healthcare, teachers. And the way it works is simple. If a hero buys a home under this program, they get a cash reward back as a thank you for their service. Not some little teensy-weensy cash reward. If a home costs $150,000, the hero rewards check is $1,050. If the home costs $350,000, the hero rewards check is $2,450. There's no catch. Jim and Faye recently helped a local police officer with a home. He used the check to take his family to Disneyland. It's the kind of program that just warms your heart. And honestly, if you're a hero, that's any teacher, anyone in the medical profession, anyone who served in the military, any veteran, any firefighter, any of that, just go to the website 901hero.com. Call them directly at 833-901-HERO or at the office at 685-6000 and ask for Jim and Faye Jones and hear about this wonderful way they're saying thank you.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Every loan at Ace is backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money you borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Join the fight against cancer at West Fight On.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.